For those of you that know me and have been in like my regular life, you know that my first book that I ever wrote was called Go. And that is the portion that I'm comfortable with, that it's easy for me. So when God tells me to stay, it's a much harder concept for me. And so today we're talking about this idea of stay, of abiding, of being present with Him. I pray it blesses you. Stay tuned.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like He's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear His voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's Word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl. Today we're talking about a concept that I think a lot of us struggle with, and that is the concept of staying and abiding in Jesus. And I think all of us on the surface say, of course, no, we're going to abide and we're going to stay at the source of God's Holy Spirit and we're going to abide with Him. But when in reality, when life hits us, when push comes to shove, there's a lot of us, myself included, that tend to veer away from that. And so I wanted to go through some biblical teaching that really helped me picture this in my mind and understand what the scriptures were talking about in this area. And let me just preface this by saying that I do really struggle with this. I think like most women or most moms, my intentions are good and I'm in the Word and I am reading and I am worshiping and I'm doing all the things. But yet when it comes to the rest of my day, I tend to just leave Jesus in my bedroom, so to speak. I will go out to do the laundry or go take care of the kids or go work on a project. And I find myself almost like segregating where I allow Jesus into my life. And it's not that I would say, oh, I don't allow Him into these areas. I just forget to invite Him in. I don't think it's intentional. I think I get distracted or the enemy allows me to get distracted. But then I get frustrated because as women, we're doing all of the things and I'm doing them in my own strength. And so I thought it would be really interesting to go through and look at a couple scriptures that help point us back to that place. And I was in some worship, and as I was actually even just praying about this and even just seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to enter into this next season? How do you want me to pursue these things that you're putting in front of me? And one of the words that the Lord has spoken over me in the last couple months is the word stay. And it's funny because my first book I ever wrote was called Go. And so I'm the go girl. I can go to the mission field. I can go all these places. It is completely different for me to stay and sit still. You know, there's been a lot of times in the last couple years God has said, sit down. And so that stay message has been hard for me. And I used to think it just meant stay, like stay where you're at, stay doing what you're doing, be faithful with things God is called us to do. But instead, I realized over the course of the last couple weeks what stay really meant. And so I want to read a scripture for you. It's from John 6. It's verses 28 and 29. Now they had just been a witness to Jesus feeding the 5,000, and they wanted to participate in what God was doing. And so they said in verse 28, they replied, "We want to perform God's works too. What should we do?" And Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one He has sent." That's John 6, 28 and 29. And I thought that was interesting because their first inkling, their first thing was, "We want to work for you. We want to work for God. We want to do the things." And Jesus said, "The only thing that I want from you is believe in me." And I thought that was interesting because almost immediately as I went into worship, I saw something that I had not thought of in a long time. And it was in my mind's eye, I saw this. It was a picture of the priests from the tabernacle from the Old Testament that are wearing all linen. And if you don't know, the linen was the clothing that was used to set apart the priests from the rest of the people. And linen was a really important part of Israelite culture. They wore linen in the wilderness after they were fleeing from Egypt. They were instructed by God to make linen garments for the priests. And they also wove the tabernacle curtains with linen, and they twisted linen fibers of red, blue, and purple to make the design of the cherubim. And then they used plain linen for things like curtains that would surround the holy precinct. And so you can read about the various uses of linen in Exodus chapter 28, 31, 35, 36, and 39. And if you want to learn more about the linen. But as I saw this picture of the priests wearing linen, the Lord also reminded me how the priests were set apart. So yes, they were wearing linen, but as they were consecrated for their job, they had oil poured over their head. And so Exodus 29, 5 through 7 says this. It says, "Take the garments and dress Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastpiece. Fasten the ephod on him by skillfully woven headband. Put the turban on his head and attach the sacred emblem to the turban. Take the anointing oil and anoint him by pouring it on his head." And so here we have this picture of the Old Testament priests being consecrated and set apart for service, for ministry, by wearing linen and having oil poured over their head. And the thing about the oil is it wasn't immediately absorbed on the head. It was poured and it ran down. In Psalm 133, verse 2, it says, "It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes." And so the interesting thing about that is the collar of his robes wouldn't necessarily mean the neck collar. Sometimes that's the way that it's translated, and many scholars would say that it would be the neck collar. But that word that is used actually in the King James or in some of the older texts would be the word skirts. And that word skirts is used for collar, but what it literally means is mouth or opening. Well, what is the mouth of that kind of garment? Well, there's two choices. On a robe, it's either the neck collar, which goes over the head, or the skirt at the bottom. And so because the word skirts is used, there are some scholars that tend to think that it's talking about the bottom hem down by the ankles and not the collar up by the neck. And so what that means is either way, the oil doesn't stay put. It's not like the oil is just put on their head. It runs down their body, and it either goes in the collar of the neck or it goes all the way down to the toes. And I think one of the things that I was thinking about when I was thinking about this picture was similar to what we hear in scripture about God loving us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. I was picturing that with this anointing oil. And it's the oil that sets them apart. It's that consecration. They're being set apart for service. It's interesting because the oil had an aroma. And if you haven't listened, you can go back and listen to the Mary of Bethany week that we did for Easter, where it talks about in depth a little bit more. And part of my Bible study talks about this, the oil, but the oil itself had an aroma, so much so that the people in the room or people around this person would know that they were set apart for service because of their aroma. And so if this priest, if this servant of God is covered in oil, and then if we think about the oil itself, scripture says that anything the oil touches becomes holy. So Exodus 30:29 says, "You shall consecrate them so they will be most holy, and whatever touches them will be holy." Hey friends, I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family owned
own and family-friendly company. I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the Signature Five Lakes Blend and Chris's Blend, because for Chris's Blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code HearingJesus. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code HearingJesus for 20% off your first order.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Think about this with me for a minute. If they are set apart for service and the oil consecrates them and sets them apart, anything that also touches that oil becomes holy. It's the oil, the anointing on them that makes the impact. What I see is that we have two jobs. Our first job as believers is, first of all, to put on the linen, to put on those linen robes of Jesus. Linen was this symbol of purity in biblical times. And scripture talks about how we are to put on the robe of Christ, the garment of Christ. Romans 13:14 says, "Rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." We're to clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ. So we're to put on that robe, that garment of Jesus, that clothing then represents this Christ-covered life. And as a result, our character should be consistent with God's way of life. The words pure and clean are the symbols that we see in the scripture. This idea of righteousness and holiness, that's what's attached to this idea of wearing linen or putting on the robe of Christ. And so what I mean by putting on the linen is first surrendering our heart to the Lord and saying, "Yes, I'm going to align myself with you, Lord." That's our first job. And then the second job that we have is to stay at the source of the oil. In John 6:28-29, when it said that I started off reading, it says, "We want to perform God's works too. What should we do?" Jesus's response to them was, "The only work God wants from you is believe in the one that he has sent." And that word work is ergon. That is this idea of working and doing and laboring and toiling. It's associated with our occupation or what we're doing, like employment. And then that second word that's used, pistuo, believe. That's this idea of giving yourself up or surrender to absolutely trust in Jesus or God as able to help either in obtaining something or doing something. It's to commit yourself to something. And so essentially, your only work is to surrender to God, to stay at the source of the oil. It's interesting because oil was representative of a lot of things. It was, like I said, it had an aroma. It was a symbol of honor. We read about that in Judges chapter 9. It was a symbol of joy. We read about that in Psalm 45. It was a symbol of favor. We read about that in Deuteronomy 33 and Psalm 23. But I want you to realize that it's the anointing that flows through you that will make the impact. So if we stay under the source and our only work is to know him, if we're staying under the source of that oil, as he pours his oil, his spirit out on us, and it flows down and over us, it's the
interaction with that oil by the people around us that's going to make the impact. So for me, if it's a podcast, it's the podcast, it's that oil that's running off of me. And for me, that looks like a podcast or writing books. For you, it might be a word of kindness to somebody that you work with at work. Or if you were a student, it is being giving grace to your teacher that might have messed up, or whatever it is. But that can be this representation of Christ in our lives. And our job is not to worry about the outcome of that impact. Our job is to stay at the source. So my prayer for you today is that you would join me in this word picture, or this picture from the Old Testament, where we would see the Holy Spirit as he's pouring out his oil on us, that we would stay clothed in his righteousness, and we would allow that oil to flow where it needs to flow, and that we would not worry about the outcome. We would not worry about who's around us or who's in the room. We would only worry about abiding in Christ. That's my prayer for you today. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for my friends today as they are leaning into this idea of what it means to abide, to rest, to stay at the source. Lord, I thank you for the treasure of your word and the way that you call us constantly back to yourself. Lord, help us to stay. Help us to stay put. Help us to stay under the source. In those moments where we are tempted to do it on our own, God, help us to stay and help us to remember that our only work is to know you. I thank you and praise you in all things. Amen. The Hearing Jesus podcast is so excited to partner with Compassion International. We believe in Compassion's mission to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. I've seen the impact myself through the letters and the updates that I've received as a sponsor. It's not just changing the lives of children, it's changing entire families, whole communities, always through the local church and always in Jesus' name. When you sponsor a child, you ensure access to quality education, medical checkups, healthy food, clean water, and most importantly, the love of Jesus, delivered through a church in their community because of a generous, caring sponsor like you. And you can speak life, love, and hope to your sponsored child through personal letters that you'll exchange. I hope you'll join me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. All you have to do is pull out your phone, open up a text, and text Hearing Jesus to 83393. You'll get back a text with a picture of a child who is waiting for a sponsor and a link to sponsor that child. You can also go to compassion.com/hearingjesus to choose a boy or a girl to sponsor. When you sponsor a child, we will send you a copy of She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus, my Bible study, as a token of our thanks for investing in the life of a child. Thank you for joining me and sponsoring a child through Compassion today. Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.